31 Days Ablaze, listen, in the sight of God, Christ Jesus, and the elect angels. Well, that's what we read in the book of Timothy, and listen, even as those who are preachers and servants of God, as they stand to give the word of God, they stand in the sight of God, of Christ Jesus. And even the elect angels, listen, you and I as a believer in Christ, the moment we close our eyes and acknowledge the Lord and begin to, at that throne of grace, seek the Lord, speak to Him. Listen, the Psalms tell us again and again and again that God hears you, that God listens. It is a real interaction. It is a real fellowship that you and I have with this living Christ, unceasing, unbroken fellowship with the living Christ. And so right now, being saved, born again, you and I have this kind of fellowship. And as we gather in our own daily time with the Lord, and I like to call it the morning watch. Some have called it mountain time. In other words, going to the mountain, going to be with God. I mean, think about it. As you get up in the morning, you go to be with God. You take the book of God, these living words, this book whose author is always present, and you begin to fellowship, you begin to sing, you begin to worship. You begin to feel the presence of God. I mean, not that He wasn't already there, but you begin to feel He who has always been in your life since the day you received Him. Never left, never has He forsaken you. This is the one that began a good work and will carry it on to completion to the very day of Christ Jesus. Now that's found in Philippians 1:6. Great verse to memorize, to know the truth of it. Let it impact your life because it gives you great confidence in your development in Christ. But it talks about God will continue a work in your life to the very day of Christ Jesus. Now our main scripture today is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're talking about prophetic revelation, and listen again in the sight, in the presence, in our fellowship with the Lord Jesus. With the Spirit of God here to guide us, ready, and I believe God is eager and ready to impart the Word of God into our lives and illuminate it and make it known to us again and again and again. Here in the beginning of chapter 2, it's concerning the parousia, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the day. It's about the day of Christ and our being gathered to Him. Now again, prophetic revelation reveals so many things. And today, the focus is how the Word of God, this prophetic revelation, reveals, well, the Antichrist, and we've mentioned this, and I want us to understand today, we're talking about the most deceitful how do you explain Homo Satanus? How do you explain Satan in human skin? Especially when we're reading in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. When the Spirit of God, in the context of the apex or the pinnacle of deception, tells you and I as believers, don't let anyone deceive you in any way. Now, I think that's the words of God. That's what we need to stand up and say, yes, Lord, I will not let anyone deceive me in any way. By the Spirit of God in me, by the Word of God and its knowledge and its light in my life, and by the living presence of Christ, I will not. God says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day, that's the day of Christ, that day will not come. This is very emphatic in the original Greek. First, or until a revolt, old English translations translated this, the great revolt. This is the great chaos. This is the great rebellion we've talked about. Now, on the heels of the great rebellion, anarchy, and chaos that is to come, the regime change that will occur in nations all over, the thrust of satanic presence and power that will shift the world very quickly. And on the heels of that, the Word of God, it gives us the heads up. It hasn't happened yet, so today you're now about to hear prophetic writings that was given by the Spirit of God. You see, God knows exactly when the Antichrist will be born, how he will be raised, developed, and to the day of his apocalypse. That means his unveiling. Please understand that the Antichrist will be on the earth for many, many, many years, operating, growing, developing. According to Daniel, probably involved in politics on a lesser level, until this, well, revolt, chaos, anarchy, and out of that dust and chaos and violence and regime change comes. Here the word of God calls him Anthropos Anamos. Anthropos, man. Anamos, lawlessness. This is the lawless one. This word in biblical context gives the idea that he comes completely, absolutely in opposition to the law of God, the reign of God, the word of God, the presence of God, the people of God, the work of God, the will of God, the manifestation of God. This is a picture of the complete anti-God, anti-Christ that the Antichrist will be. Now, he will do this in the context of playing or being the instead of Christ, the instead of God, if he can cause the world to completely hate, shun, and reject God, like in the garden, that leaves the door open for a replacement. And you can be sure that he will place himself, as in the context of this chapter. And believers, we do read in context, do we not? God says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. Will he lead the world to massive destruction? Yes. Will he lead the world to the pinnacle of seduction, satanic manifestation, globalism, and the spirit of anti-God, anti-Christ pervading? Sure. Will he guide a political and military system to Armageddon? Yes. But God quickly tells us in this chapter, as God paints the picture, not man, not Satan, not speculation, but as God paints the picture, the apocalypse of the Antichrist, his coming out onto the field of human history to do the ultimate. God, in this one verse, says this is the man doomed to destruction. And hallelujah. And hallelujah for that. Revelation 19, four great hallelujahs to God, to Christ. Because in the return of Christ, Revelation 19, 19, the first order of business is to destroy, annihilate, and bring down the Antichrist and the massive, massive, supernaturally induced army that he has brought about. Now he will, as you read in verse 4, oppose and will exalt himself because there's no one else to do it. This is the finite cherub now in human skin, counterfeit to the incarnation, counterfeit to the real Jesus that you and I know in the incarnation. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped. New Agers will be shoved to the side. They'll be betrayed. All the so-called religions joining together and all of the stuff will all be pushed aside. And the ultimate goal of Satan seeking the worship of man and seeking the seat of God, well, will be attempted. So he will oppose and he will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Now it's very clear the Spirit of God says, don't you remember? Now this means that we should know these things. Believers should have these things down. We should be able to repeat these things. This should be known among us. It's clear. It's plain. And here it's being once again unveiled and revealed. Now, this entire chaos and burst of satanic power and rise of the Antichrist and the coming false prophet and the pinnacle of satanic manifestation, well, it's all held back by the sovereign hand of God. Whether by angel or by the Spirit of God, it's held back, restrained. Verse 7, the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. That's the word, supernaturally operative. But we know there is one that holds the totality of this coming burst and flood of satanic manifestation, presence, events, experiences, and control. Verse 8 tells us, and Christians need to understand, and yes, we've got a lot of things to do today. We've got to get up. We've got things to do, places to go, people to see. In the world that you and I live in, it's possible that the Antichrist has been born, is alive, and this day is coming. My personal opinion is that the dark side is bulging at the seams to break loose, but the hand of God restrains. The word of God, clearly, God says again, and giving us the heads up, the cutting edge information, then the lawless one, the Antichrist, this beast, he'll be revealed. He'll be revealed. It will happen in human history. In the same sentence, again, God says, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. Now, if you circle that part of the verse and go to Revelation 19 and look at verses 19 and 20, look at the inseparable revelation. Look that God the Holy Spirit is giving, and he is the author. He uses Paul as a vessel here in Revelation. He uses John as a vessel there. But this is the Word of God. This is the message of God. This one that will lead billions to their death. This one that will lead the world to globalism. This one that is operating unseen. This prince of the power of the air. The spirit who is now at work. That supernatural operative work in those who are disobedient. Yes, the Luciferians are out there. Yes, the elitists are out there. Yes, this underground is growing. And yes, when restraint is moved, all hell breaks loose. A counterfeit savior shall have an apocalypse. Be revealed to the world. This one that will bring the pinnacle of deception and destruction is the one the Lord Jesus will overthrow and bring annihilation to. Now, you could read more in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is that spirit-given panoramic view of the sequence of satanic evolution, this work of the dark side that only God is able to give an accurate, infallible, irrevocable heads up on. Without this content, without this data, without this revelation, without the prophetic writings, we would not know. The world wouldn't have any idea. See, Satan is not broadcasting what he's going to do. But God has unveiled it and exposed it. And now you are reading the content of God the Holy Spirit's given grapha writings, prophetic writings given by the command of the eternal God. And it's also that the nations could repent and believe and be saved before it all comes down. This lawless one will come, as the next verse says, in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit, pseudo, miracle signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. Dear believer in Christ, You and I are grateful to God today for the salvation that we have. You and I are grateful today for being set free from sin's control, Satan's legalities and ownership, a new nature, a new ownership, a new spirit, a new life, and fellowship with God. And so today as we embrace the Lord, as we are embraced by the Lord of heaven, as we are loved and guided and directed, and as God gives us insight, we understand that we live with the joy of the Lord in the context of a battle that involves heaven and hell, death and dying. Massive, massive, unprecedented deception. And so I hope that today you and I, in the light of the revelation of the Antichrist, this man of lawlessness, this anthroposanamos, this coming deceiver. God says, verse 3, as we open, so shall we close here. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. Read the context here. Read it with Revelation 19. May God strengthen, bless, prepare you, encourage you, give you the heads up before it ever occurs, so that you can be prepared. Be ready.